Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sean?
Joe?
Are we on the air?
We are on the air.
Is there any music happening?
You didn't hear that music?
No, I had a malfunction in my ear. Oh. Is Bob Walk here?
No, we're efforting to get Bob right now. We're having a hard time.
What a wonderful man he is. Well, luckily, we have a very good plan B. We never got around to our Penguins all-quarter century team. We did the Pirates. We basically agreed on most of the team. Did we not? We had Josh Bell at first base, Neil Walker at second. Wait, did I put Freddie Sanchez at second?
Yes.
Well, where did I put him?
You put him at second.
I had to.
Even though you're afraid of Neil Walker not taking you golfing now.
Yeah, although it was never really in the plans. It's just sort of a hope. I'm sorry. I had to. He won a batting title. What'd he hit, 344, 351 one year?
He's a terrific hitter.
Nobody loves Neil Walker more than me. But I had to go Freddie Sanchez. You cheated and put Freddie Sanchez at third, although he did play predominantly third the year he won the batting title.
He had 165 games in his Pirates career at third base. Now, he did have significantly more at second. So
yeah.
If you want to call me a cheater, I can't argue that. But I did think he played enough that you could probably slot him at either spot.
We both had Jack Wilson at short. I had Pedro at third. You had Freddie Sanchez and our outfield and DH, you know, so that's four guys. We both had the same. McCutcheon, Giles, Marte, and Jason Bay. We both had Jason Kendall as catcher. You had Garrett Cole as your pitcher. I had Paul Skeens. I don't care if he's been here for 10 minutes.
Skeens is clearly better. I have no doubt in that. I just cannot justify just over a year of major league time already being the pitcher, even though he will be better.
But you can justify putting Freddie Sanchez at third base, even though he spent only the equivalent of one full season there. Something's very inconsistent here, Sean. You're moving goalposts all over the place. All to get Paul Skeens off your team?
I had him as my number two starter. I didn't know how many pitchers we were going to have.
All right. And then we both have Mark Melancon as the closer. He had a record 51 saves one year. Okay, the Penguins, all quarter century team. Are you ready, Sean?
I think so.
I know you're also trying to effort Bob Walk. This is not easy. Not as easy as I thought. We get three forwards, regardless of designation, you know, left wing, right wing. I don't care.
Sure.
Who are your three forwards?
So I didn't know exactly how we were going to play this out, so I did center and two wings, but I think ultimately I would still probably have to go with the same three guys. So Crosby and Malkin,
yeah.
I think, are pretty obvious, right?
Very obvious, yes.
The first thought that came to my mind is Lemieux.
Wow.
But
you're thinking like me.
But when I looked at what he did this century, because I think he's the most talented hockey player ever. Number one all time. But what he did this century, you look at some of the other options, Phil Kessel came to mind, but ultimately the guy that I had to settle on
Well, Jake Gensel would be most people's pick.
That was my pick because he put up some prolific goal-scoring seasons, and he did it for a longer stretch than Lemieux or Kessel did in Pittsburgh this century.
I'll be honest. Gensel came to mind. Of course he did. That would be most people's pick if you're picking three forwards on your all-quarter-century Penguins team. Patrick Hornquist came to mind because he was just a legend here. A legend, and did a lot to help them win. But I had to consider Jágr and Lemieux, even though obviously, you know, most of their work here was done before the year 2000. However, Jágr in the 2000-2001 season had 52 goals and 121 points and won the scoring title. So based on your Freddie Sanchez theory, and we talked about this earlier, are we just choosing guys based on their running number stats, their cumulative stats, or are we choosing the best player from the quarter century? I chose Skeens over Cole. You chose Freddie Sanchez at third base. So is Jágr, by virtue of that one season, the choice? Because he got traded the year after. Or in what seems like a crazy pick, but I thought that your first instinct was right. Is Mario the choice? And he's absolutely the choice for me. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. The year 2000-2001, he made maybe the most dramatic, unfathomable comeback in the history of sports. Forget about Pittsburgh sports. It was like an apparition coming back after 3.5 years out of hockey. And not only did he come back, he had 76 points in 43 games and finished second in the Hart Trophy voting. No other Penguins forward outside of Gino and Sid, obviously, finished that high in the Hart Trophy voting in this quarter century. Mario did it. 76 points and 35 goals in 43 games. And lest you think that was his last hurrah, 2 years later, he had 91 points in 67 games. Guess who never had 91 points in a Penguin sweater as good as he was? Jake Gensel.
Jake Gensel.
So, sure, Jake Gensel was great and was maybe Sid's best line mate and had a lot of good years here. But I'm choosing my all-quarter century team. And based on those couple of years and what Mario did, and you know what? It's funny. It was my same reasoning at the time for choosing and maybe even voting. I think I had a vote back then for Mario over Chris Pronger for the Hart Trophy. I don't care what Chris Pronger did in 82 games. Mario had a more profound impact in 43 games that year than any player in that few games has ever had in the National Hockey League. He deserved to win the Hart, and I'll use the same argument for my quarter century team. Mario, in whatever it was, 130, 40, 50 games since the year 2000, had a more profound impact than any other Penguins forward outside of Gino and Sid. Period. So my all quarter century top three forwards for the Penguins, Sid, Gino, Mario. And yours is Sid, Gino, Gensel, correct?
That's correct.
Would you like the last word on that topic before we get to defense?
I have no doubt that, as I said, I think Lemieux is the greatest hockey player ever.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But strictly looking at this century, I think Gensel produced more because he played a lot more. And
yeah,
obviously, he was a part of championship-winning teams here as well during that time.
Sure. Kunitz would also get a vote or two, perhaps.
Would you also consider Jordan Staal?
No. He was good, but not on that level. He was really good when they won the Cup. Maybe I would, now that I say that out loud. Gensel is sort of the obvious pick, but I already explained why I'm going with Maria. That season that he had of 76 points in 43 games was one of the most amazing seasons in the history of the NHL. And he followed it up, like I said, with a 91-point season. Gensel never had 91 points here. What Maria was doing was unheard of. All right, the defense. I think it's pretty obvious. Who's your defense pair?
See, one is obvious, and that's Letang.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the other one... I would say I was kind of split.
Yeah.
I went with Brooksy.
Over Sergei Gonchar?
Yes. And that was the debate between those two. I went with Orpik.
Tell me why.
Well, obviously, they're completely different types of players. I thought that he was more instrumental in his defensive effort for the overall, what the team needed. And do you remember the one shift against the Red Wings when went around? I mean,
the shift, they call
it.
Yes.
As great as Gonchar was, and Gonchar no doubt had a better NHL career during his time in Pittsburgh, I thought that he was just behind Orpik in terms of what they contributed overall, and Orpik with his physicality, his defensive effort, whereas Gonchar, you're getting a lot more of the offensive side of things.
Yeah, I hear you. And Orpik was a hugely important player in the Penguins renaissance from a leadership standpoint, from a physicality standpoint. You're right. There's no doubt. Legendary shift against the Red Wings. Scored a series-winning goal in there in overtime on the island. But Gonchar, man, in 5 years here, he had 259 points from defense, ran the power play, won a cup, finished fourth, 7th, 15th, and 14th in the Norris. So a 4 and a 7 finish. He even got Hart Trophy votes 1 year when he had 66 points in 78 games for the Penguins team that first went to the final in 07-08. I couldn't deny him that. 65 points, my bad, that year. I just couldn't deny him that. I couldn't. He was that good. But I do hear what you're saying. The goalie's obvious, yes, Marc-Andre Fleury?
Yes.
I'll just say this. He's an obvious pick, but Matt Murray remains the all-time Penguins leader in save percentage. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Neither did I until about 5 hours ago. So he's the all-time leader in save percentage, and he did win two cups.
Now, would you, if someone says to you, how many cups did Fleury win, what's your answer?
Two. Because, well, obviously, the one in 09 where he makes a legendary save to end it. And then the Penguins were not the best team in 2017, certainly not as good as their 16 team, and would have been eliminated by the Capitals, who were a better team, if not for Fleury, who stole the series. So I also give Fleury credit for two cups.
I agree. I think that's probably the proper way to look at it.
Thank you. And also, Fleury just rolled up ridiculous totals of wins and everything else, right? He's got to be the choice. And then your coach is Sully, very clearly. Yes?
I think, I could not put Bylsma ahead of him, so no. I'd have to go with him.
It's two cups to one. So if, there you
if
go.
If he coached in the 2000s, maybe Kevin Constantine would have been my pick there.
What?
I'm joking.
I loved Kevin Constantine. Used to play pickup basketball with him. Did you know that?
Was he good?
He was just an absolute bulldog. Oh, Megan McConnell can't join me. That's too bad. She just got done lifting. She'll be in rehab for her knee. So she can't.
She's on the mend.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to her about all the McConnell stuff. She'll come on with us next week. If they win the championship, let's put it this way. If they win the championship, she'll be on with us Monday. How do you like that, Sean?
That would be a big get.
Are you going to be here or is Limits going to be here?
I will be producing the morning show that day.
What was I saying before that? What was the story before that?
Kevin Constantine.
Ah, yes, playing basketball with Kevin Constantine. Him, there was a big assistant coach named Donnie Jackson. So we used to have two-on-twos. It was Mike Eaves and me against Donnie Jackson and Constantine. And do you know who joined our game one day, Sean? Wrong. Jaromir Jagr.
I was going to say Kasparaitis.
No, Jagr, playing in a pair of like cowboy boots. But he loved basketball. He just wasn't very good at it. But we used to have, me and the coaches used to have vicious, vicious battles. Little makeshift hoop either in South Point when they had the soccer field up. You just bounce it off the turf or right in the back, right outside the coaches' offices. And we would just wage some serious battles back there. And it would get ugly. You might say that Kevin Constantine was just a bit competitive, Sean.
I could see. He was known as kind of being like a drill sergeant coach, right?
Yeah, he was. Who's on the line?
I thought we had Bob Walk for a second, but I can't seem to hear him at all. I don't know if he's having some sort of phone
unfortunately,
issues.
It might be a little late for that now. I'm sorry that this has happened. I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for our loss, actually.
It's everyone's loss. Yeah, Bob always has good insight.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. We used to choose Mulsey every day for this, but that's gone by the wayside. Any suggestions today for somebody else? Perhaps intern Dom gets the award for the week?
No, he's been getting so much crap recently.
He has been slandering Pomp, has he not?
Yeah, no, he has.
Why don't we just choose him then?
All right.
Intern Dom, come on down. You win the prize. It's 126. Now's the time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. All right, let's do our predictions coming up next. And perhaps anything we want to clean up from our Steelers picks yesterday on our quarter century team. Or shall we move ahead and pick a Pitt basketball team all quarter century? Would you like that? Now that we still have the finals going on?
You're going to have to do the heavy lifting with that.
It's not a Pitt kid in the finals, but it's a Pittsburgh kid in TJ McConnell. So that has evoked a lot of Pitt basketball talk in terms of people like DeJuan Blair and Don Henin and Billy Knight, etc. I'll have to do that by myself, you're telling me?
I can contribute. I don't know that my list would be all that good.
Should we call Malzi on vacation? It's just going to be five players. What if we did five players regardless of position with a sixth man? Would you like that?
Sure.
Let's do that next.
That sounds like a plan.
On Pomp and Joe.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.